guitar picking sitting around the shack music today. It took 20 years, but in that short span of time, we decided the world wanna hear an angry black man rhyme. Look, I don't mind a song about Kool-Aid, frozen pizza, thrift shop, hip-hop, needs records with no mean street. We ain't all fucked up in the game. No job, school loans, getting beat by the cops. But for every vanilla ice or hammer, you have P.E. to create some type of balance. The voice of America's forgotten, expanded to soccer moms and mall rats and bloggers, paying high Brooklyn rent. But the cats who invented this shit ain't got the skills to get a square job and fall back. And in the midst of all of that, if you speak about some bullshit, they call you a hater. But that's my duty. Problem is, being a hater is like having the cooties. You gotta be a millionaire to have an opinion on anyone or anything with a bank account sitting there. 50 Cent and cannabis never would have existed if we called them a hater for going after someone richer. Never thought I'd hate something that I love so much, but it's so rap got Stockholm syndrome. Oh, you don't wanna say that, huh? Afraid they're gonna call you a hater. Oh, you don't wanna say that, huh? Cause to have an opinion, you gotta have paper.
So what?
You don't wanna say that, huh? Don't wanna close off future opportunities.
Fucking sell out.
You don't wanna say that, huh?
Nigga.
Burning bridges is a cost of doing business.
Chick, butterfly, bow tie wearing motherfuckers. You know it's bad out here when a comedy rapper gotta make a serious record.
Just like the rest of them. Ignorant, scared. The way you make fuck you money. I find it unbelievable that rich blacks never say fuck you to people. Jay-Z don't wanna talk bad about Barney. The Clippers turn their warm-ups inside out. I turned off the game. I ain't even watched the tip-off.
Yo, who the fuck are y'all, Crisscross?
Pimp Daddy Donald make you jump, jump. Millionaire coward, living like chumps. Make all the money you want, you're still a nigga. Record deals and sports contracts distort facts. Then I log on to Twitter to see Russell Simmons telling me to live without money. Pushing high-class vegan lifestyles. The followers who went and bought Russ cars but never left Hollywood.